Look at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. All is quiet on this final day of July. The Giants have the day off. No practice today, but we've got a big show for you as always. Hello again, everyone. So glad you can join us. I'm Bob Poppets, Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks. Coming up on the program, we'll hear from Giants first-round draft pick Evan Engram. You don't want to miss that. Plus, an interview with the Giants' new kicker, Aldrick Rosas. That and much, much more. To talk about the Big Blue, I welcome in a Super Bowl champion. 10 years ago, he won a Super Bowl with the New York Giants. Jeff Fiegels joins us here on the program. And Jeff, the Giants got through the weekend, first set of practices. What's your overall take of what you've seen so far?
Well, I like what I've seen. I tell you, the guys are coming out very energetic. I think one thing that you get from the first 3 days is they're getting kind of set into a routine. The guys are out there working on fundamentals and, trying to work on a little bit of that soreness for the first 3 days, because we know that the big pads are coming on and there's going to be a little bit more hitting than you saw the first 3 days.
Yeah, a well-timed day off by Giants head coach Ben McAdoo. One of the things that the Giants have to improve in 2017 is their offensive production. And they've added some key weapons like Brandon Marshall. Eli Manning talks about the importance of camp and getting it all to click.
You know, we have some new guys. We have to get on the same page with them. I got to work with them these next months and into the season to get better, make sure we're hitting all the reps, hitting everything we need to be. So come game time, we're on the same page and we can connect on those plays and, give us an opportunity to make some big plays.
There's some guys that have strong arms, and they wait until they wait to see if you're open. Eli, he has a very good arm, and he also has amazing timing. So that's the difference. Eli is one of the best at getting the ball out fast, and as a receiver, you got to get your head around and you got to run.
Jeff, these two are going to be obviously magical in the red zone if they can get that chemistry down. You see Brandon Marshall's numbers last year. He dealt with some injuries. 2 years ago, double-digit touchdown receptions. How hard is it to get that chemistry? Or is it that hard with veteran guys like this?
I don't think it's as hard with veteran guys, but I think what's important, and you heard Eli mention the fact that you got to get on the same page, and that's going to come with reps, and it's going to come in this training camp. You know, he doesn't have months to get ready. He's got 1 month, and I think that Brandon Marshall and Eli Manning will get that chemistry sooner than later. It's just a matter of understanding defenses when they get out there, and Eli is out there, he's going to change the play. You got to make sure that Brandon Marshall understands the coverage that they're in and that they are on the same page for some of those throws. He will be an exceptionally good target down there in the red zone.
Yeah, that's going to be an area in which Brandon Marshall can use his size. Now, Brandon Marshall has been a top receiver in the National Football League for a long time. So what about his thoughts on not being the focus of the football?
You got to be able to check your ego. It's definitely about winning, but at the same time, guys want to perform as well, I've been there, done that. I've had 100 catches, several times, and, done some amazing things, went to some Pro Bowls, and the only thing that I haven't checked off is, being able to earn one of those Lombardi trophies.
Well, Brandon Marshall wants to win a championship in the later stages of his career. And look, Jeff, 2 years ago, he and Eric Decker combined for the most receiving touchdowns of any wide receiver duo in the NFL. They both had over double digits. So he understands the dynamic here. And it takes a little pressure off him knowing that the coverages are still going to all go to Odell Beckham Jr., the double teams and whatnot.
Well, I think he's gonna be happy to see that, because all of his career he's been all double teamed and this and that. But you look at these wide receivers in every meeting room in the National Football League, there's a lot of egos that go into it. Well, Brandon Marshall is gonna check that ego to the side, and you heard him say that he wants a championship. He wants a playoff game first. You gotta get those playoff games before you get that. But I think that the leadership that Brandon can bring to this young receiving core with Odell Beckham and Sterling Shepard, it can only be good for that offense and for that receiver crew.
Yeah, let's not forget Sterling Shepard, who is a big-time weapon coming out of the slot. So the Giants have a lot of weapons that they can throw out on the football field. So let's get the other perspective. Janoris Jenkins talked about what it's like trying to defend all these talented skill position guys.
In the league, in the NFL, you got to have, at least 3 cornerbacks. So, we might need 5 to cover those guys. They come out and work, man, every day. And you can just see it as a defense. Like, everybody getting better. Nobody trying to take the back step back or trying to be too much. It's all about getting better and having fun.
Jack Rabbit coming off a fantastic season. And Jeff, you saw this with your Super Bowl 42 championship team. When you have strength on both sides of the ball and you have matchup issues, what it does is it really just makes the team better. Any championship team has always talked about the fact that, hey, the hardest competition we had was in practice against our own guys, and that's what the Giants are looking at right now.
Well, all those guys, they're competing every day on both sides of the ball. That defensive backfield going against every one of those guys that are on offense, including Brandon Marshall and Sterling Shepard, Odell Beckham, you throw Ingram in there, Shane Vereen, and, you know, there's a lot of good practice for those guys. However, the other opposing defense, it's all about matchups. In the NFL, it's about matchups. It's how they can create good matchups and mismatches, and I think you're going to see a lot of different formations out of that Giants offense with this receiving core that they have going into the 2017 season.
And conversely, it's helping the Giants DBs and secondary get ready for the season, having to deal with all this in practice every day.
Well, like Janoris Jenkins said, they may need five. Well, they need five out of practice because they got enough guys to be able to compete at that position, and it only makes them better going into the season.
Well, one of the new weapons for the New York Giants is Evan Ingram, the Giants' first-round draft pick. When we come back, we'll hear from the rookie from Ole Miss as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Network. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks. Bob Papa along with Jeff Fiegel. So glad you can join us. The Giants are off today, back at practice on Tuesday at 11 a.m., and we'll have another show for you tomorrow night. We've talked about the Giants' weapons on the offensive side of the ball. None more valuable than the tight end position. Our own Brandon London had a chance to talk with Giants' first-round draft pick, Evan Ingram.
All right, Evan, you're fresh out of practice. Kind of tell me, where are you at right now with that learning curve as a rookie?
I think I'm coming around really well. Just doing the little things off the field, like getting extra meeting time, or coming up here a little bit earlier, reviewing before meetings, and definitely studying at night before bed. I think I'm coming around really well. Just some small things I need to get corrected, but that just comes with it. But it's definitely a lot easier when I kind of understand everything and get everything. I can play a lot faster when I'm more comfortable. So definitely it's some adjustments and some corrections, but I think I'm coming around really well.
You talked about coming out and playing fast, and that's one thing, learning the playbook and also learning techniques. Imani Toomer used to always say, technique wins, technique wins. Mm-hmm. Where are you at in terms of your growth and development as an NFL tight end?
I'm definitely still just getting better. Definitely it's at this level, it's a lot more technique, a lot more learning your opponents and working on the little things, and with technique with such things as blocking and routes and top routes, just small things with technique. So definitely just still up and coming with that, but definitely trying to get better in that aspect.
Yeah, always trying to get better in this league. And Coach McAdoo was at the podium earlier, and he said that he has a competitive room when it comes to the tight end. Like, you, Rhett, Jarrell, like, is that something where I understand you guys are competing, but you all are always helping each other out as well, right?
Definitely. I couldn't be in a better room. Definitely it's a competition, but even the new guy coming in, those guys have been helping me since day one. And I thank them for that, and it actually makes us better. Just making sure, keeping each other accountable with mental reps and stuff. And even the meetings, they always help me out if I make a mistake with this and that. But, yeah, those guys are great. They're all great tight ends. They all bring weapons to the table, all bring great aspects to their game. So it's definitely fun to be in that room.
Yeah, OTAs, down, done. Couple days of practice, down, over. Now you guys are putting the pads on. How excited are you now?
Man, it's exciting. Definitely, it's still fun being out there with no pads, but definitely got to be smart and can't really fly around how we are kind of wired to. So when we put those pads on, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, the best part of practice, right? Best part of training camp, that is. Hey, thanks, Evan, and good luck for the rest of training camp.
Appreciate it.
Evan Ingram. Last year at Ole Miss, 65 receptions, 926 yards, and 8 touchdowns. The Giants' first-round draft pick in 2017. Jeff, you know, getting incorporated into the offense, understanding what this offense is all about is one of the challenges. But he's really in a lucky spot in the sense that he doesn't have to be the lead dog. A lot of times the first-round draft pick comes in, and the first-round draft pick has got to be a guy that makes an immediate impact. He's got Odell Beckham Jr., Brandon Marshall, Sterling Shepard.
Yeah, and, you know, there is a lot of pressure being a number one, but you hear the young man speak. It sounds like he's got a lot of, he's very mature for his age. He's going to come in here. He wants to learn. He wants to work. His skill set is amazing in the red zone. Is he a guy that can make plays from every position out on the field, and a guy that makes adjustments, goes from the practice field back into the film room and back out to the practice field? Those are good things you like to see out of young players.
Yeah, and he's the modern tight end. I mean, it's a little bit different now what the NFL teams are looking for in their tight end. It's a hybrid between a tight end and a wide receiver. What's the biggest thing that he's got to get accomplished here over the next couple weeks?
I think learning the playbook and understanding what it's going to take to be a pro athlete. I mean, there's a lot of routines you got to get used to, but more importantly, being able to take what's been taught in the classroom and then take it out onto the field, both in practice and in the games, and then just go out and play. Just go out and play and make big plays, because that's what they drafted Evan Engram for, is to make big plays.
All right, we still got a lot more to come here on the program. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the sights and sounds of the first weekend of Training Camp 2017. Plus much more as we continue with this edition of Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG.
The newest Hess toy truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
All is quiet today at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The Giants have the day off. No practice on this final day of July 2017 as we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks. Well, there was a lot of excitement as the Giants reported last Thursday and had their first practice on Friday. Here are the sights and sounds of the first weekend of practice for the Big Blue.
Mr. Ooh himself, boy, first day we out here. Yay! Look at what he's saying.
Those are the sights and sounds of the first weekend with the Giants off today. Tomorrow, the Giants will be in uppers, and then Wednesday and Thursday, fully padded practices. And, Jeff, look, Ben McAdoo's trying to establish a tempo, a pace that he wants to practice with. Now, this week, the ante gets ramped up a little bit.
It does a little bit. You kind of bring some new, new practice schedule into effect. You got 9-on-7. You haven't seen that much before. You're going to get live one-on-ones with the offense and defensive line. That's what you might want to go check out, because that's kind of the closest thing you're going to get to real football. But the fact is that this team is establishing a routine, and also they want to understand how to practice. How you practice in pads opposed to how you practice without them. It's a big difference, especially some of the younger guys. I'm sure some of the veterans will make them know that this is how you do things with pads on.
How do the coaches
keep it under control because it can get out of hand fast.
Well, luckily the weather is going to be okay because usually when it's hot, guys get a little bit more frustrated. But it is true that the coaches have to keep it. But it is also with the players. The players have to understand how to practice. They got to understand that they got to take care of each other. As Coach McAdoo calls it, family. Got to take care of our family on the field and make sure that things are done right.
Yeah, the bottom line is they're all teammates.
Correct.
As much as they want to get after each other in these padded practices, they're all going to line up as one when the season opens up in Dallas against the Cowboys in September. We're going to take a timeout. Special teams. Everyone's talking about all the new weapons on offense and all the guys returning on defense. There's a change, though, at the kicker position. When we come back, we'll hear from the new kicker, Aldrick Rosas, as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Welcome back to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, another edition of Giants Training Camp Live. The Giants with a day off today, back to work tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern. Well, you look at the margin of victory in NFL games, and it's small. And the Giants played a lot of tight games last year on their way to 11-5. They're going with a young kicker. Jeff Fiegel's had a chance to catch up with Aldrick Rosas.
Aldrick, three practices in the books. I look out on the field today. There's one kicker, one punter, and one snapper. I know you've been asked the question many times, you know, what it's like to be that single guy. But you know, there's a lot of people in the other league that are out there on other teams. Mm-hmm. How are you preparing yourself, more importantly, mentally, being the only guy in camp this year?
You know, it's a huge opportunity in front of me. Every day I come out and just try to enjoy my time with my teammates, you know, build the chemistry, build the confidence with my coaches, my teammates. And be the guy at the end of the day to send out there and make the kick. And at the end of the day, we want to get to the Super Bowl and we want to win.
You know, as a kicker and punters, and mentally, that's the biggest step. When you get to the National Football League, ultimately you have the leg, the skills, things like that. But it's going to be the mental aspects. Who on this team, other than Coach Quinn, I know he's worked with you a lot, who's actually helping you through some of those mental parts of it? Who are some of the teammates that you can rely on for some advice?
Oh, man, I mean, everybody here. Zach Diossi, I really want to point out, a veteran here, to win two Super Bowls. And I can ask him anything about off the field, on the field, anything about any stadium in the NFL. It's exciting to learn from him every day, and I get to work with him, so that's a plus.
If I had to ask you one thing that you're working on as far as your technique or something that you changed from last year to this point or even from OTAs to minicamp, what exactly do you think that would be?
It all starts with fundamentals, I think, in every sport and every specialist thing. So every day I rerun through my fundamentals, you know, get my ball down, get my good ball strike in, so... And then it starts building like that, and I start building my confidence, and then I get to where I want to be.
You mentioned a lot about confidence. That's all about kicking, is confidence. You know, you make 5, 6, 10 in a row. When that first miss comes, what happens then? How do you mentally get over that step? Do you just move on to the next kick, or do you say there's some buzzwords in your mind? What is something that you do to take you over that?
So saying it's, a kicker's only as good as his next kick, and I really take that to heart every time. So if I make a kick... I'll celebrate it for the 3 seconds I'm on the field, and then it's on to the next kick.
You will high-five your holder, right, because he's your guy.
Yeah.
So you give him the high-five, and then you can run off the field. So we appreciate you taking some time, Aldrick, and best of luck.
Thank you. Thanks, Jeff.
It's going to be interesting to see how he handles the pressure. All right, Jeff, let's go physical first. This is your area of expertise. What are his strengths?
Well, his leg strength, I think, is listen, you look what he did in college. He had 75 kickoffs out of 117, I believe it was, out of the end zone. He's not afraid to hit a 60-yard field goal. We saw it here in OTAs and some of the charting sessions he did. Definitely leg strength is his attribute.
So you've seen a lot of guys. You like to play golf. There are a lot of guys that are really good on the range, but then when they get in tournament play, the game disintegrates. It's going to be really interesting. He could talk about the pressure right now. But when they play that first preseason game against Pittsburgh, because you got the 33-yard extra point, you know, every point is so valuable. How anxious did you see how he's going to deal with the mental component of it?
Well, when I asked him in an interview about mentally, I mean, for punters and kickers, that's where it's at. So I think that, you know, last year being with Tennessee, he got a little taste of the NFL. Of course, it's preseason. But the fact is that he was the number two guy there. He's the number one guy here this year. So that Pittsburgh game is going to mean a lot. I think what you got to do for a young kicker is try to create as much competition with nobody here. It's tough to do. So what do? You get guys around him. Maybe Coach McAdoo has him kick some things for conditioning drills or whatever. You got to create pressure. But more importantly, it's going to be fun to watch him play through this preseason and see what happens.
Special teams obviously needs to be a key. Brad Wing, fantastic year last year. So one of the things about Wing that is interesting is the directional kicking. Where does he need to improve, though, to be even better?
Well, I think he just needs to improve on his consistency a little bit. I think every kicker has always got to work on that. But one thing that Brad can do is really eliminate the big plays on special teams. Try to learn how to kick away from these returners that they're in the NFL today. He has such an amazing skill set. He has a bag of tricks how he can kick these Australian rules punts that he does. So really, you got to understand from his position is work for the defense. Put the defense in a great position.
So it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The Giants are back on the field at 11 a.m. If you're coming out to Giants training camp, always make sure you visit Giants.com that day to make sure the weather's okay and they're practicing outside and the practices will be open. Then it's pads on Wednesday and Thursday. Jeff, a lot of fun.
Thank you, Bobby.
For Jeff Feagles and our entire crew, Bob Papa saying so long for this edition of Training Camp Live.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.